I am Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. A DailyCaller.com article posted January 15, 2015, highlighted Virginia's Goochland County School Board's failed attempt to force 14-year-olds to justify their religious beliefs to the school board just so they can be homeschooled. The Virginia statute at issue was 22.1-254B1, which reads, "A school board shall excuse from attendance at school any pupil who, together with his parents, by reason of bona fide religious training or belief, is conscientiously opposed to attendance at school," end quote. I've spoken about this statute on our Deconstructing the Coliseum GodTube channel. What the Goochland County Central Planners wanted to do was require that from the age of 14 on up, any student homeschooled under the religious exemption would have had to legally testify that their religious beliefs were bona fide. And who exactly would determine if those beliefs were bona fide? The school board central planners. That's who. Ladies and gentlemen, that Goochland County School Board reversed their policy. But do you see how these people think? Who in their right mind finds something redemptive about interrogating a 14-year-old about his religious beliefs? Most likely Christian, by the way. And who in their right mind finds it acceptable that Michael Payne, Kevin Hazard, John Lumpkins, Elizabeth Hardy, and John Wright control what 2,350 children think? One of the school board's stated goals is this: to maximize each student's academic potential through engaging experiences and deeper learning, preparing our students for the challenges of learning and working in the modern global economy, end quote. Yes, that school board definitely taught young people, through engaging experiences, how to deal with modern global economic challenges. Their students dealt with humanistic, tyrannical quintuplets whose policy was defeated. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.